This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have lots to be thankful for, no question about that. We'll go through that exercise with all of us here on the DJV program. 7 after the hour, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. Going back to the first Thanksgiving Day, and Victoria's going to snarl. Yeah, what do you remember about that, Doug?
But guess what? You shouldn't have to say anything because you snarled, sir.
Right, exactly. I saw a bunch of pilgrims gathered around a campfire with some natives. They were cooking up wild turkeys. The first Thanksgiving Day actually was...
They didn't even have wild turkey back then.
No, they didn't, exactly. There are a lot of people that tell that
it's
story.
It's unbelievable, but we're taught. I mean...
Yeah, right. Nonsense, frankly. First holiday that was ever proclaimed in America was November the 26th, 1789. That was when the first group, the Congresses, the House and the Senate, requested that George Washington proclaim a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts and the favor of the gods, I guess Almighty God, they were not gods then, the opportunity that we have had to establish a form of government that is good for now Americans. They're safe. They're happy. And that's how it all got started, actually. In 1827, Mrs. Sarah Hale began lobbying presidents for the creation of Thanksgiving as a national holiday. But it wasn't really until Abraham Lincoln was president in 1863, the Thanksgiving Day Proclamation, in fact, the fourth Thursday of November. And that happened, actually, not until Roosevelt was president, Franklin Roosevelt, and approved by Congress just before we went into the Second World War in 1941. If it hadn't been approved before the war, I'm going to bet it wouldn't have been approved until after the war, because they didn't do anything except focus on the war for the almost 5 years that we were in the war. And so, anyway, it's kind of a nice thing to... Do you feel like you have to tell people... Excuse me, that they're your friends and that you're thankful that they're in your life? Is it necessary for me to tell the three of you how thankful I am that you are in my life?
Every day.
Okay.
Truly, well, because you know what? You have to enjoy the moment. I don't know. I like to tell people
what I think of
them. Yeah. Because if you don't, I don't know. I feel like there's so many people who think, well, I can always say that tomorrow. And then sometimes
tomorrow doesn't come. Yep. Right, exactly. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat, the white. But I fought the temptation with all of my might, tossing and turning with anticipation. The thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all, past the cranberries, please." There it is. The official indoctrination into I had last night went to a meeting, and my friend Joe wanted me to stop by his house for some pie, and so I did. It's probably the best apple pie that I've had for so that was kind of the official start of the holiday for me, and then going out to be with my new grandson and my other grandson and my children, kind of a cool thing. Lots to be thankful for. One of the things that I think as a public service that we ought to do here, maybe a little bit more, and not just holiday stress, But people, you know, we talk about all these things, what's going on in the world. We offer our thoughts on things that are important to most people that are listening. And then I think to myself sometimes, if we don't, by doing that, create a lot of stress in people's lives. And then I think about what creates stress in our lives. A lot of the tension that we feel, especially during the holidays, is a sort of a result of expectations, isn't it? When you think about what you do for holidays. Jennifer, you work so hard to make everybody happy. And then there may be somebody that comes around that you cook for or you have a present for, and they don't necessarily show as much appreciation. Does that bother you?
That's okay. I mean, look, sometimes in my... It really, look, I am human, and so sometimes there, when you feel, and this usually happens with people who are closest to you, you go, ugh, I do all of this, and blah, 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 but most of those days don't exist for me, because I like doing that. The reason I do things
right
for other
there
people
it is. That's
is because
the
I like it.
Yep.
It makes
that's
me feel
not,
good.
Don't expect somebody to give you back what you... If you have expectations that somebody's going to goo-goo-ga-ga all over you because you've done something for them, you've defeated
it's
the purpose
happen.
Of
right.
doing... Mm-hmm. Well, it might, but yeah. that defeats the purpose of doing those sorts of things. I think it is, anyway. I think it's silly. So from now until January, you're going to feel pressured if you allow yourself to feel pressured. Like Jennifer's been saying, get to the airport early because there's a big long line. Well,
I'm not trying to pressure you. I just, my mom had to drop someone off at the airport this week, and she said that it was as crowded as she's seen it during the pandemic. We kind of forget, because I know, I don't know, Victoria, if you've traveled. Have you traveled during the pandemic?
No.
Okay. So, like, I think, Jay, you've traveled, I've traveled, and Doug, you've traveled. And it's been pretty easy, pandemic style. I mean, yeah, you might get a line here or there, but it's been pretty easy to get through airports. And so I was just giving you the fair warning that even at a small, not LAX airport in California, that I guess the place was just popping. So
well,
all
I'm
know,
seeing everywhere, yeah.
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 When I know how national it was Doug so runs. Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't give myself a lot of time.
No, and so I just want to make sure you don't miss that flight because it is so crowded and there are a lot of people on those flights, you may not be able to jump on another flight like you might do. So just get there. That's all. I know you want to see your grandson. That's why I was giving you
I do, in fact. That'll make the holiday season, and that's really a great time to have a child, I think. Although, is it? Is it a good time? Do the children get lost in the holiday spirit?
I always thought it would stink to have a birthday, not necessarily around Christmas, but like Christmas week. I know your daughter does. I have another friend.
Miles does, too.
One.
Miles is December 22nd. Megan is December 27th. So right around Christmas. What does that do for Christmas? I don't know whether it makes a difference or not. We always made sure.
It did for me growing up. I'm January 4th.
You're close.
So I'm far enough out that, like, you know, it should have been separate gifts between birthday and Christmas, but it was not. And so,
how did those expectations get built up in you? Speaking about stress, what did your mother or your father or your whoever was giving you gifts? What did they say? Well, it's so close to your birthday here. This is a gift for both.
I mean, my parents didn't do it, but, you know, it happened a lot with other family relatives. And, you know, it just...
Cheap.
Well, but people just tend to, like, kind of lump that all in. January 4th is... Typically, I was never back in school, so, like, when you have, like, your, you know, class birthday
parties and stuff,
you know, like, I never had any of that. Like, it's just because it was just that weird time where everyone was still on winter break, so...
I have a friend whose kid is around Christmas week, and the kid's always out of school. They don't get to do the class stuff, and so they would always do the 6-month birthday that they would celebrate, so that it was away. It was away from the celebrations.
Well, your birthday,
which I thought was kind of a good idea.
In February, is it close to Valentine's Day? I always forget when your birthday
the
actually
6th.
Is. You always remember mine. 6th. Oh, good for you, Victoria.
Thank you, Victoria.
Jay, when's your birthday?
Now,
May 10th, so every few years it falls
so
on Mother's Day.
Okay, we don't have to worry about Jay being tied to anything else. It'll be her day, and that's it. With Jennifer, I love you,
Mother's
Jennifer.
Day every so many years.
You do
I don't allow for sharing on my birthday. My birthday is my birthday.
So sometimes do we feel like this week, this next month or so, is going to be stressful, and do we even know what that word is so overused? I think that we don't really understand what it means, because some stress, actually, people say, oh, stress. Some stress is good for you, frankly. It's good for your body to stress it out. If you're exercising, running, whatever it is, it's sometimes good for your mind to stress it out so that you can keep the blood flowing into your brain, and that eliminates all kinds of problems as you get older. So to just try to eliminate stress for the sake of eliminating stress and not even knowing what the definition of stress is or what's good stress and bad stress is part of a, I don't want to call it a problem, but I think if you strive to have a good holiday, you take charge of whatever it is that's going on in your life. Don't let somebody else run it for you. Do what it is that you think is going to bring you happiness. And that's why I did. I don't usually travel on Thanksgiving. You know that. That usually was on the air on Thanksgiving Day. But I, this year, think that that it's because I have a new grandson and because I've scoped the situation out and because I have an opportunity to go to Hawaii for a few days, it all kind of fit together. And I'm not stressed at all. The ladies were asking me off the air, how do I feel? I'm excited. I'm excited and thrilled to meet this little kid who popped out a couple of days ago. That's my son's son. And then I always love spending miles. We have such fun together. That'll be a great way. And then, you know, there are other things. I love to travel. People say, oh, don't you hate getting on a plane? No, I don't, actually. I don't even, you know, I was annoyed and kind of stressed out because it took 2 months for the TSA to actually figure out that I wasn't a bad guy and that I should have pre-check. But I have that now, so I know that there will be a line and it'll be longer than usual, but I'm thankful for the fact that these sorts of things, remember I used to grouse all the time about the TSA because it's just phony, baloney theater. But, you know, because
well, appreciate it now, because when the federal mandates go in, from what I've heard only 40% of the TSA is actually all fully vaccinated. So what that does, if that's a true number, and this is just something I heard from someone in the TSA making estimates, that's a true number, well, it's already annoying with full staff of TSA. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Right. They'll all be working 12-hour shifts. That'll be good. Well, they'll all be there. Maybe they'll be working or not. Remains to be seen. So happy Thanksgiving anyway. We've dealt with the stress stuff. We'll talk about some of the things that are actually going on for Thanksgiving as we continue here on the DJV programs, 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Let's move into the trending zone here on the DJV program, the essence of things that Jay finds that are applicable in terms of trending from social media. A lot of other things, we're following always the trending things. So let's remind people how they can win the Works prize package. A quick reminder about our Works giveaway, Jay.
Yeah, go to at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tell us your favorite holiday memory. And that is your chance to win a Works prize pack valued at $350. And it's a Nitro 20-volt drill driver and impact driver combo, plus a Nitro 20-volt 4.5-inch compact circular saw from Works.
What would you
what
use that
are?
For, Jay? Yeah, well,
oh, I'm not handy by any means.
That's okay. That's good.
You have you to are, grunt. That'll sell it more. Grunt when you
say. Yeah, right.
But no, these are awesome. I wish I was more handy because these would be so great. I used to collect wine bottles because I always had the intentions of doing something incredible, like making a chandelier or a wall, you know, and just never worked out for me.
Hmm. Really? That's good.
I could build a house out of my wine bottles.
You could build one because you'd be with sauced and yeah, right.
With these tools, you could.
All right, the Grammy nominations have been announced. What are we thinking about the Grammys? Is there anybody in here whose name we would recognize?
Like, well, yeah, Abba. You've got
the record
Tony Bennett,
of the year is
Lady
Abba.
Gaga.
Ooh, ooh, yeah, okay, this is good.
Yeah, yeah, Abba, Tony Bennett, and Lady Gaga for record of the year. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Love for Sale for album of the year. You have Billie Eilish listed a few times, and one of the big things, well, a couple of the big things regarding this, there's typically 86 categories in total for the Grammy Awards, and this year they added two more fields, a Best Global Music Performance, Musical Performance, which is the global music field, and then Best Musica Urbana Album for Latin music field, and then also the way that they vote, the Recording Academy eliminated nominations review committees in general. And now winners will now be determined by a majority of peer-to-peer votes of Recording Academy voting members. So that's kind of big.
So
takes away some of the politics that were involved that they've been accused of over the years.
Well, all of those award shows are all political. So who's Doja Cat?
Pop singer.
Yeah, she's like pop and rap and yeah, and hip-hop.
Featuring SZA, who's
SZA?
SZA.
SZA, okay. Good to know. And who's Silk Sonic? I must have missed that.
Silk Sonic you liked. That's Bruno Mars and Anderson Paak.
Okay. I like Bruno Mars. Yeah.
Well, you like Silk Sonic. Remember we played? Played their stuff, and it's very 70s disco.
Well, right. And last year at the Grammys, they were the ones that campaigned, like, hey, we just want to work. Can we please perform at the awards show? And they ended up letting them.
Mm-hmm. H-E-R? Who's H-E-R?
Her. Oh, my God, we've been through this for years.
No, we have not been.
Yeah, I know. You say it all
Nas
the
X.
time.
Lil Nas X, I know. I recognize that name.
Okay, that's great. But we've been through her since Kara was here. I mean, it's been years. Yes, it's just her.
I'm taking that to heart. All right, so let's keep going. Britney Spears.
Yeah, so you'll be watching the Grammys.
Yeah, right.
Good God.
All right, so what about Britney Spears? I would watch Britney Spears. I'd like to have...
Bet you would.
Oh, stop it, will you please?
Well, no, so this is big news. Britney Spears' lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, who was part of the getting her out of her conservatorship battle, he is signing on with legendary artist Peter Max's daughter, Libra Max, to get him freed from his conservatorship, which has isolated him. The whole purpose of his conservatorship was to keep him away from his second wife, who was accused of neglect and taking advantage of him for having Alzheimer's disease. Well, she died in 2019, but yet the guardianship still stands. So he's going to be working on getting Peter Max freed.
Enter the contest. Don't forget to do that on our social media.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans head out on the road for the Thanksgiving holiday, the wide open road can be joyous, but the price of gas can be a real bummer. Scott Hayes is with the Toledo Refining Company. He tells Fox News the problem could be fixed in about 5 minutes if the president wanted to do so.
Listen, the president has levers he can pull. He can set the biofuel mandate today. That's something he could do. People would feel at the pump immediately. He could set it at a reasonable level consistent with supply and demand. He could set it at a level that within constraints that the infrastructure can handle.
Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect and career criminal Thurl Brooks Jr. is being held on $5 million bail in a Wisconsin jail after prosecutors formally charged him with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide Tuesday. Since then, a child has died from their injuries, making an additional charge of murder a probability in the coming days. USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
As President Biden promises gas prices will go down someday, he released 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve to do the job. Scott Hayes is with the Toledo Refining Company. He tells Fox News this is just a drop in the bucket and will not influence the price of gas.
I think 50 million barrels is a symbolic gesture. Listen, that gets us 2.5 to 3 days worth of domestic supply in this country. Listen, the president has levers he can pull. He can set the biofuel mandate today. That's something he could do. People would feel at the pump immediately. He could set it at a reasonable level consistent with supply and demand. He could set it at a level that within constraints that the infrastructure can handle. People would notice that today. They're dragging their feet. They could do that today. That would make a big difference at the pump.
Energy Secretary for the United States Jennifer Granholm tells a reporter Tuesday she has no clue how much oil America consumes per day.
How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
Marine biologists expect to find all sorts of strange stuff in the deep sea, but a mammoth tusk caught scientists off guard. Marine biologist Stephen Haddock and ROV pilot Randy Prickett from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California, they were about 185 miles offshore when they discovered the 3-foot prehistoric tusk in about 10,000 feet of water. The discovery has led to more questions than answers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, we're ready for another half hour of the DJV program, celebrating Thanksgiving, the entree into the Christmas season, which for me has already been kind of ruined, because the Christmas music, it's too early. I was listening, and I find my, was it last weekend? Yeah, I think last weekend I was driving around, we were delivering things from the farm, some hay and stuff.
Do you want to take a break for a second? I know, right? It's like feel me agita, like listening to you. And it's in a different a way breath. Than normal. A deep cleansing breath.
Yes, okay, deep breath. Okay, so anyway, idea
your
of...
your anger about Jingle Bells?
No, it's not anger. I would like to have, as long as we're going to have Christmas music, let's have some different Christmas music, not the same stuff played
like
over and over and over again. I don't know, different versions of songs by...
There's
different artists, upbeat stuff. But
there's a lot of that.
Yeah, the problem is that you also have to, I mean, first of all, there aren't that many Christmas songs, so you're hearing the same songs done different ways over and over again. But part of the reason people like it is because it's recognizable and it's comforting.
I'm not suggesting that.
We like it because it reminds us of our childhood.
Yeah, but it's just, there are so many different versions. Come up with some different versions. If I were the program director, I'd take every one top 100 Christmas song list that I could find, and then blend them all together with as many different artists. Because I remember when I was a program director of a music station back in heavens, I was a kid, but I remember looking at the lists and thinking, what do I like? And then, you know, kind of pairing it together. What do I know? What do I recognize? And you come up with a really kind of good list of stuff. Today everything's computerized and anyway. So celebrating, however, began early this past weekend on a California freeway. I saw this at first. How does it happen that an armored car has the back door open and the money in the bag that's supposed to be secure apparently is loose and flies all over Interstate 5?
Best day ever.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, did they do some investigating into how this was insanity? You saw people just, the highway just stopped, everybody was getting out of their car, running around, and most of you probably saw the video of this, right?
Yeah,
of the,
it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's amazing it didn't cause, I mean, people were just jumping
cars
and grabbing
on that road,
money. Woo! It's amazing people weren't hit, you know, who were squatting down trying to pick up money. It was just chaos. It was crazy.
And then the stupidity of the
And I think the driver
California.
Just ran. I think he just abandoned the truck because someone on TikTok had a video of, and they walked up to the armored vehicle and there was no one there. And they were like, wow, I guess the guy just left when he realized
what
happened.
But how do you, this is so, it's really crazy. Those things are so secure, how the door isn't closed. How it is that there is money in the truck that's just loose and just flows.
I mean, I thought at first it was a robbery gone wrong, because it just felt like, for all the reasons that you're listing, it just felt very kind of like Bush League, like what's going on here with person driving this armored vehicle, and it just felt, I don't know. I don't even know. Have they found the person who was in charge of the truck?
No, Jennifer has nothing to say, so probably not.
I don't know. No, I don't know if they found him or not. I just saw the videos, like you guys. I have no idea.
But didn't you talk about it on your local L.A. program?
No, we didn't yesterday.
You didn't?
This was San Diego-ish, right? Wasn't this a little south?
Yeah, was that Carlsbad?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Carlsbad.
Carlsbad. So how does this work? The CHP then says to the public, you must bring that money in. You must turn it.
Right.
Here, officer, I only gave him $20
bill. Return the $5 I found.
Right, exactly. That's so unbelievably foolish. Yeah, we're going to turn the money in. Yep. Okay, that's good. Today, we have the opportunity to celebrate Drinksgiving, the ultimate homecoming celebration, so Victoria says. Local bars.
I didn't make this up.
You didn't?
No, this is so accurate. This is like the unofficial high school reunion day.
This is the biggest drinking night of the year. This actually trumps New Year's Eve.
Really?
And
everybody goes out.
So Uber and Lyft will be very busy, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got my Uber all set. Thanks very much, Jay. All of a sudden I can use
that's when I used to feel alive on the inside. We used to go out all the time on Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
You did.
Not anymore. I'll be asleep by 9:30. Guaranteed.
Like, no joke, I owe my entire career in radio to Drinksgiving. So I had no idea. I was home visiting, because that's what everyone does. You go home to visit your family, and then you meet up with people that, you know, live nearby that you haven't seen forever. And so I went home to New Jersey. I was living in the city, and I went out with a group of friends that I hadn't seen, ran into literally a kid who I hadn't seen in probably 15 years. He grew up down the street from me. And he said, oh, you need to meet my fiance. And she worked for a staffing agency she literally got me the job at Sirius. I never would have gotten into radio at all had it not been for that sort of chance encounter on Drinksgiving. Drinksgiving for the gift of me in your life.
Drinksgiving, okay, I'll drink to that. Meanwhile, the president and the vice president are going to be out helping local food kitchens in, he's down in Nantucket. Where is she? She's
they're in D.C. I think they're all in the D.C. area, and then he and Jill Biden go to
Like the billionaire's Nantucket. House, isn't he?
What?
They go to Nantucket every year, so I don't know if it's, I don't know if they own a place.
There are plenty of billionaire's houses in Nantucket.
Yeah, that's like some billionaire compound, I think.
Yeah, right. Well, Obama goes down there. Didn't Obama buy a place?
He goes to the vineyard. No.
Oh, he goes
Obama
to the vineyard.
Yeah, they go to the vineyard. Yeah.
Okay. My sister goes, they have a house down in Martha's Vineyard, and I called her yesterday, and she was on the boat already.
Wow.
On the way over there. At any rate.
Say what you will about Trump. I would have done what his family did for the holidays. He stayed in the White House every single year for holidays, and you better believe I would do that,
too. Who would have invited him for Thanksgiving dinner?
I thought he was at Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving and Christmas. He was at Mar-a-Lago every weekend.
I know he stayed Christmas at the White House. Maybe he did go to Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving, but I know he spent a holiday there because they all came over and they were like, they made a big deal about how if you could spend Christmas in the White House, why wouldn't you? I know at least he did that a couple of the years. I never know. If I were, you couldn't peel me out of that place. If I were the president. Oh, yeah. If I were the president, I would have huge
Jennifer Horn for president. Yay!
But the thing is, like, that people forget is that it's basically like saying you want to stay in your office, you know, for the holiday. So, I mean, I know you spend a lot of time in your
White House. Your office is the White House. I would absolutely stay.
Okay. This is going to be the most vegan Thanksgiving ever, apparently. Vegan bakers, chefs across the country facing demand like they've never had before as households prepare. There's a lot of catering going on. That's pretty much what you're doing, Victoria, right?
Yeah,
catering, having it get a. Somebody else told me they were going to Wegmans, and I'm trying to remember who it was. But then there are a lot of. I talked to somebody yesterday who was making already pies and the turkey because she's having 14 people over. And then there was the neighbor that I stopped at last night to have the pie. She has 48 people in her family that are coming for Thanksgiving. And I remember she invited Meredith and me over there one Thanksgiving, and it was wonderful just to be among all those people and forget everything else. It was just kind of it was neat. They're wonderful people. Anyway, but can you imagine cooking for 48?
That'd be something so overwhelming.
Yeah, it would be.
A lot of food.
So what are you doing, Jay? You just, the three of you, right? You're not going
It's lazy Thanksgiving. Half the stuff we're making.
Why didn't you stay at your father's house for Thanksgiving? You're up
because
there
we don't spend Thanksgiving there. That's the one home. Because my husband and I, our families are from the same. Wait, hold on, everybody. My family is, and his family are at the same, in the same area. And Thanksgiving is the one holiday that it almost overlaps. And it's just too hectic trying to get to both places. Ever since we moved to Tennessee, we're like, Thanksgiving's the one day we're not coming home.
Plant-based meat sales are up like you wouldn't believe. This year, mostly because there's not a lot of turkey around anyway. Whole Foods says its survey showed more than half of the people want vegan options. And half of that is that they know they can't get turkeys, and the other half is because they're
interested. The turkey thing is actually not true. The turkey thing turned out to be kind of a bust with the whole, you can't get a turkey. Yeah, turkeys were everywhere, and some of the things that were more limited were the side dishes. So, and just in general,
cranberries
people
have been a problem. The turkey thing is that there were a lot of stores who got their supplies in, like, bursts, so there were a lot of places, like Trader Joe's, that would say, turkeys are coming on XYZ, on XYZ whenever they were there. The other thing is that they're only big turkeys that seem to be available this year, so a lot of the people who are looking for smaller turkeys are having to buy, like, 20-pound plus
or smaller
birds, right? Yeah.
Well, and is it also based on where you are? Because it feels like some areas, like cranberry and stuffing and all of that stuff, was a little bit more minimized, but other places, we have not, in both Tennessee and Ohio, I haven't seen a lack of anything.
Yeah, me neither. In New Jersey,
maybe it's in more news media hype then. I'm just looking at some of the things from the Farm Bureau.
I feel like it was one Costco store that Jen's dad went to, and then the rumor went from that one store not having toilet paper.
There's been a lot of reports, and I think it does have to do with where you live, because much of it is about the gaps in the supply chain, right, and getting things to people. So a lot of stuff is trucking issues, and so canned cranberries and those kinds of things, I think, are people are having the most trouble with.
You could buy turkey in Chicago, 49 cents a pound.
Well, everything is the cost is what is what is I think noticeable this year. And again, messaging matters. I think there it was during the summer when there's a lot of celebration about how the cost of the 4th of July meal or the barbecue went down 16 cents. And now that the price of Thanksgiving is up, well, it's more about saying, well, you can handle that, can't you? Well, some American families can't.
Your local farmer. Buy local, thank the farmer. Okay, so Thanksgiving also marks the 50th anniversary of the birth of the Egg McMuffin. I like that, boys and girls. The Egg McMuffin got started 50 years ago on Thanksgiving. The Egg McMuffin. So, as a matter of fact, McDonald's...
I don't mean to real-time fact-check here. Are you sure it wasn't last Thursday?
Wasn't last Thursday? What do you mean? No, uh-uh. No. And as a matter of fact, McDonald's now...
They were giving away for like 63 cents.
They were giving away
for 63
cents.
I'm going
to
go with Jen on this.
Of course you are. You never go with me.
Let's do a quick Google. Well,
anyway,
we do need to fact check you a lot. I mean, that's
McDonald's
just,
purchases 5% of all the eggs produced in our country and almost 10% of all the potatoes that are produced in this country. Do you know that? About McDonald's?
I don't know about the potatoes.
Yeah.
I didn't know potatoes.
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 Yeah, the birthday of the McMuffin is November 18th.
The birthday of the McMuffin is what?
November 18th, last Thursday.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Jen.
And then she said,
this is why I have faith in Jen.
Really? That's why you have faith in Jen.
I just remember doing the story.
All right, true or false?
It was 63 cents.
Right.
Like, either I'm having a seizure, this story's over.
Well, hopefully you're not having a seizure. Happy Thanksgiving. Have an Egg McMuffin on the house. It's 48 past the hour.
Find Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What? The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thanksgiving to Warren Eckstein, who's celebrating 40 years of being on the air, among other things. We'll celebrate Thanksgiving with your pet, with advice from Warren on things you should not be feeding your cat and you should not be feeding your dog. There are all kinds of Thanksgiving recommendations. Mostly, we've talked about this for years, and I think, I'm looking at his common sense, Warren. Turkey bones are not like beef bones in that they splinter, right? So you should never
be giving your dog beef bones or turkey bones, or you should be giving your dog any bones. That's the
bottom. Any bones. No bones.
Any bones. No bones at all.
No bones about it. Okay, so that's rule number one. What about all the other things, the foods? This is something that I'm sure you feel you must have a laundry list of things to not do. Flour and gravy, that can't be good for them. Stuff like that, right?
Well, a lot of stuff. Anything that you're going to add on. If you want to give your dog a little plain turkey or your cat a little plain turkey, I don't have a problem with that. But it's the trimmings and the butter and the fatty foods that go into that and the skin and the flour. All that stuff, as you said, that goes into it. But, you know, let me take you a different direction. These are all the things you should never give your pet over Thanksgiving. Onions, don't give them raisins, no grapes, keep the sweets away. But on the other hand, and no rolls, by the way, but what could you give your dog on Thanksgiving? It's their holiday, too. So I took a different approach this year. Number one, give me your dog a little bit of sweet potato. That's fine. Yeah. Regular potato. That's fine. A little apples are fine. A little turkey meat, no bones, no skin. That's fine. Green beans, fine. Pumpkin, as long as it's not part of a pumpkin pie, if it's all natural pumpkin, it's great for dogs. And even a little frozen yogurt if they want dessert.
What's the matter with the pumpkin pie?
But it has a lot of it has xylitol.
You know, like spices in it. Yeah.
But it has xylitol and to sweeten it. Xylitol is very deadly to animals, so you just don't want to use that. So just plain pumpkin. I use, you know, if my dogs get a little upset stomach, I'll get a plain pumpkin in a can. I'll give them a little pumpkin, and it really helps them out. So those are things you can give your pet. But you got to stay away. Just use common sense. In other words, anything that sounds like it could be dangerous for your dog or cat is dangerous for your dog or cat. And the other thing that's critical is people have company over. And this is going to be a year that a lot of people are going to get together because last year they couldn't. So what's going to happen is your dog's going to be going crazy and there's going to be other people. Have a little bowl with healthy dog treats available so your guests can do that. And as I say, always know where your pet is. And Easter time and Christmas time and Thanksgiving time, everyone brings flowers. No amaryllis, no baby's breath, no sweet William, no ferns, no hydrangeas, no lilies. Keep those away. And here's a number I'm going to give you. This is the number for the ASPCA Poison Control Hotline. If you assume or think that your dog or cat has been poisoned or ate something it shouldn't, call this number, 888-426-4435. That's 888-426-4435. Just be conscious where your pet is, where your dog or cat is, and make sure that no one else in the house is giving them food that could be dangerous to them as well.
You know, one of the things that you are big on is animal welfare. Did you know that crabs and lobsters are now being considered protected beings under the British rule of thumb? So you, they have to take, because animals like crabs and lobsters feel pain, distress, and harm. So I wonder how far that sort of, how far does that go? Or can it go, or should it go? I mean,
thanks,
you know,
to my buddy Paul McCartney, who brought that up with the lobster years ago. It's outrageous to me that someone can take something alive and put it in boiling water and assume it's not going to feel pain.
Mm-hmm. Or well, you, just, hear them, you can hear them scream.
That's the myth. You can't. But, yes, I agree that that is horrible. And yeah, boiling lobsters alive is just awful.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. In other words, any time there's any
a lot of chefs don't do that anymore. Like, a lot of high-end chefs will just, you know, they'll kill it first and then boil it.
But how do you kill
they'll kill a lot, but at the same time,
with a knife,
serving
right through the
else.
Head. Yeah, it's faster, it's more humane.
When you see people just throw them in boiling water, that's always made me crazy. I've actually gotten in trouble sometimes for protesting in front of places that do that.
Really?
But then again, I get in trouble lots of times. I've gotten in trouble lots of times with some of the stuff I've done.
Brad, when you were in New York, did you participate in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Are they have animals? And what do they do with it? Animals are not allowed in those parades, are they?
Mm-mm.
I think they are. I think they are allowed in the parades. You have to get special permits for them, but the horses.
I've never seen an animal
horses.
In the parade. I don't think I've ever seen one.
Maybe a dog on a float. If it was, you know, I remember when Annie was a big movie, they had a dog on a float or something.
Right.
But other than that, I don't see animals. Other parades, but not specifically the Thanksgiving Day parade.
So the first Thanksgiving, were there animals around? Did the people that came over from England, did they bring dogs and cats with them?
No, they brought cats. They had cats with them because they had to keep the roads under control, and the Native Americans had specific dogs. In fact, the Native American dog is a specific breed I'll talk to you about in the future.
Oh, all right. That's good to remember. All right. Well, it's a happy Thanksgiving to...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.